and that it would help get him out of the doldrums into which he had sunk, but he merely gave a long sigh. "I admit, my friend, that you are right, and I confess that I was trying to find an excuse to mask my disappointment that having expended my logical synthesis on what I thought might be a promising case, it has come to naught. So I was attempting to justify my feelings by assigning it a value, an artistic value, if you will, that it does not deserve." He sighed again. Immediately, as if the scales had fallen from my eyes, I discerned what was troubling my singular friend. "Aha! Why did you not say so, Holmes? You are disconcerted. I dare say that your feelings, whose very existence you try to deny, are hurt because that marvellous young hunter woman never got back to you after so earnestly beseeching your advice. That's it, isn't it? Aha! Do I detect a speck of colour in your face? I do. You were not only favourably impressed, you were quite attracted to her. Admit it." My own life had been recently blessed by my engagement to the lovely Mary Morstan, and I could wish no greater benefit to my friend than that a similar loving presence appeared in his life. Violet Hunter, an orphaned girl who, by dint of her own resources, had made her way in the world, had been in his presence for less than an hour.